Supporters bash Trump trial, election interference and the opposite of justice. By Hannah Knudsen on April 15, 2024. Supporters of former President Donald Trump are bashing the latest instance of lawfare against the presidential candidate, calling it election interference and the opposite of justice as Trump faces a criminal trial at the hands of Democrat Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Bragg charged Trump with 34 felonies, accusing him of falsifying business records in relation to payments allegedly made to porn star Stormy Daniels. Notably, he is not being accused of covering up a sex scandal, as Breitbart News pointed out. Prior to entering the courtroom on Monday, Trump described the criminal trial as an attack on a political opponent. "Nothing like this has ever happened before," Trump told reporters. "There is no case and they've, legal experts, said that. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump. Many agree with him. What Alvin Bragg is doing to President Trump is a disgrace to the rule of law and the opposite of justice," Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., said, adding, "It's also election interference." The left believes that by putting Trump on trial in New York and convicting him, they will finally disqualify and discredit Trump from the presidency, Charlie Kirk said, concluding that they're wrong. "This trial doesn't discredit Trump. Instead, it discredits one of the only effective institutions America has left, the criminal justice system," he continued, ultimately concluding that the left's hate is so profound that they will destroy everything in America for the sake of getting their target. Trump senior advisor Jason Miller described the case as nothing but a political hit job against President Trump, and former Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, agreed it is nothing more than another form of election interference. "The New York case is truly election interference," Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, posted. "This spectacle put on by Manhattan's liberal DA, Alvin Bragg, is dangerous to the rule of law and the future of the presidency. It will do enormous damage to how the law is used in politics," he added. Donald Trump Jr. pointed out that this isn't about getting justice or defending the rule of law. It's simply about targeting Joe Biden's political opponent. Trump told reporters on Monday that this was a case of political persecution and an assault on America. "And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country," Trump said. "It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who is very much involved in this case," Trump added. "This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here." In a Truth Social post, Trump wrote, "When I walk into that courtroom, I know I will have the love of 200 million Americans behind me, and I will be fighting for the freedom of 325 million Americans." Watch, supporters cheer as Donald Trump departs Trump Tower for courthouse.